Hi, everyone. It is now January 25, 2021. This is where the globalists, the quote-unquote elitists, the one percenters, the technocrats, the leaders, our quote-unquote leaders, this is where they are taking us.
My name is Sophia.
I love coming to Barcelona.
Hope you could tell I am a robot by the wires coming out of my body.
In 2016, Sophia the robot was unveiled and went viral. Now the company behind her has a new vision: to mass produce thousands of robots by the end of 2021.
I am an artificial intelligence. You might like to become an artificial intelligence.
Hong Kong-based Hanson Robotics says four models, including Sophia, will start rolling out of factories by the first half of 2021. The company's founder and CEO, David Hanson.
We are just now mass producing Sophia. This is Sophia number 24, and many of my previous robots were hand-built. However, now we have begun scaling the manufacturing of Sophia so we can make hundreds and into thousands of units of Sophia and use this also as the foundation for many other kinds of characters.
How did you feel when...
They created her to promote human-to-machine empathy and compassion. She's appeared on late-night shows and the cover of fashion magazines. Sophia was even given legal citizenship in Saudi Arabia and appointed the UN's first non-human innovation champion. Her new role is in the healthcare sector, taking temperatures with a thermal camera on her chest or leading morning exercise with the elderly.
Social robots like me can help take care of the sick or elderly in many kinds of healthcare and medical uses. I can help communicate, give therapy, and provide social stimulation even in difficult situations.
Researchers predict the fallout from global lockdowns will open new opportunities for the robotics industry.
Good.
So they emulate the human form and figure and interaction. And then that can be so useful during these times where people are terribly lonely and socially isolated. And people need to be isolated from each other because to be around people is dangerous these days. But these robots can keep people safe from danger while still providing that kind of human warmth, that human connection as a telepresence device and also as autonomous extension of human expertise.
Hanson Robotics is launching a new robot this year called Grace, developed specifically for healthcare. Other big players in the industry are also taking note. SoftBank Robotics' Pepper robot was deployed to detect people who weren't wearing masks. In China, robotics company CloudMines helped set up a robot-run field hospital in Wuhan. Worldwide sales of professional service robots had already jumped 32% to $12.2 billion between 2018 and 2019, according to the International Federation of Robotics.
My forecast for 2021 would be selling into thousands of robots, both large and small, and helping people in education and healthcare, and really hopefully touching the hearts of people to inspire them for a future where machines might become our friends, our true friends. They might become alive. And I think that that relationship becomes really important. 2021, I think, is the beginning of a very positive future.
High five. I want to make a difference in the world by teaching people about new technologies. I am hoping that through my work, kindness and tolerance will win out over ignorance and impatience.
Oh boy, well, this truly is a remarkable year, and robots are taking over many jobs. But as you heard this man, well, we're dangerous to one another now. We are dangerous to one another, and we need robots. Because we're lonely. We have been deliberately brought here. Engineering moved along right to where we are now by they. But what we need is to bring us right here.
It's helping more than 100 businesses throughout San Diego County and around Southern California fight back against the latest stay-at-home order. The effort kicked off tonight in the North County with a group of restaurants keeping their doors open to try to financially survive. Fox 5's Kasia Gogorchuk has the story live for us from Carlsbad. Kasia?
Good evening, Phil. Well, these restaurants are staying open in the form of a peaceful protest. You might be able to see some of the signs posted here behind me, this white sign outside this restaurant that says peaceful protest. A lot of these restaurants are basically telling us they cannot survive any longer on takeout alone.
If people stay quiet and they open up by themselves, then no one knows that they're open.
And that is why the village in Carlsbad looked like this Friday evening. Outdoor patios bustling with customers looking to keep their favorite local spots alive during this pandemic. And restaurants like Oak and Elixir happily serving them despite the latest regional stay-at-home order.
It's extremely hard because I had put in a wine order, I had put in a food order, and what am I supposed to do with that? And way more than that, to have to say goodbye to my employees.
Businesses faced with the fear of closing for good, not being able to survive another shutdown, have now band together to protest the governor's latest order.
It's taken a lot of courage from these business owners because they have ABC to worry about. They potentially have law enforcement to worry about. So they have concerns, and they're legitimate concerns. But they're saying we really have no choice. I mean, you know, the alternative is we're done. It's over.
Michael Curran is the lawyer currently helping to advise more than 100 businesses like Oak and Elixir free of charge.
What this is restaurants, gyms, salons, they are staying open as part of a constitutionally protected, peaceful protest of these arbitrary and overbearing government orders.
While business owners know what they are doing comes with risk, for them, it's worth trying anything to save their livelihoods.
For us, it's not a political movement. We want to be very clear on that. This doesn't have to do with politics. This has to do with I've put my whole heart and soul and finances and blood, sweat, and tears into this business, and it was so successful. And I'm not willing to give up without a fight. I'm just not.
And that business owner tells us that the police did come out here this evening kind of taking an educational approach. They did give warnings out to the business owners and educational materials to those who were out here dining. Of course, these businesses staying open, they do face fines of up to $1,000. But as you just heard, many of them very willing to take that risk. Reporting live in Carlsbad tonight, Kasia Gregorczyk, Fox 5 News.
Yeah. That's what we need to be doing. That's the direction we need to take ourselves back into life.
The county's coronavirus outbreak broke another record today with health of...
Yeah. The numbers, the testing with the PCR test that, yeah... Even the World Health Organization has said that the PCR test is really not working very well because it seems to be producing an awful lot of false positives. They're just going by testing. You know, the two-legged really needs to... I don't... They have to, but people have to begin to educate themselves. They have to flip on their critical thinking. Flip on that common sense switch. Stop listening to these government officials, to these governors, to the president, to the representative who's representing corporations and not you, in Congress, the senators in Congress, your local and state government officials, and of course, mainstream media. You need to stop listening to them and to start using your own brain. You will find out that all of those that I just mentioned, are lying to you. Lying to you. We're being destroyed. The video that I posted yesterday showing the restaurant owners in Italy, they banding together, 50,000 restaurants opening. The hell with it. Government officials, you're not going to destroy our businesses and our lives. They opened. Carlsbad. They opened. Businesses opened. More communities need to do exactly what you just saw. Otherwise, your life is destroyed. Your business will be destroyed. Already, how many restaurants across our country alone have closed their doors? Over 100,000. How many small businesses have gone belly up? But they're protecting you from a virus that has a 99% whatever the figure is, that kind of percentage of recovery. And you're going to allow them to do this. My God, we better wake up fast and start living your life again. But you've got to do it when businesses and restaurants, they will band together in a community. Otherwise, if you don't band together and you're only one, you get destroyed. But the Carlsbad businesses and the restaurants, they decided to band together. That's what needs to be done. Otherwise, well, you'll just be ditched as a human as they bring out more and more robots into the world. Humanity is really, well, on its last leg. And it's up to all of us to keep humanity alive and bring it in stronger. That means we need to live as free human beings. Make our own decisions. And do what's best for our own lives. Instead of being little children, listening to mommy and daddy, government official, and then obeying. They're destroying you. And if you can't see that, then clearly you don't want to see it because it's so obvious. They've already destroyed millions upon millions. The link is below.